A very good morning on behalf of Keep 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Brachas Chaf Dalet, Brachas 24a, pagination, page 47. We are starting from about 12 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is Sa'ar, and then there's a two dots where we will begin. One of the halachas regarding reciting Shema or other Devarim Shabikdusha under certain circumstances, brachas, etc., is that you're not allowed to do it in front of something that's not sneistic. We have an issue of people who are not dressed properly, etc., and our Gemara will discuss that restriction. Let's first do the text, and then we'll try to do some applications. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Tefach be'isha erva, a tefach, 3 to 4 inches of size, in a woman is considered an erva, is considered a problem regarding some halacha that we're trying to discuss, and the Gemara will have to clarify what the application is. Lamai, what's it referring to? That you, an entire tefach by a woman then is considered an erva, but less than that presumably is still okay. Ilema le'istakuleba, if it means that a person wants to gaze at it, look at it, enjoy it, he's looking what would be expressed as in the secular world as girl watching. Va'om rav sheshes loma mona kosav tachshitin shebechutzim tachshitin shebefnim. Why does the Torah mention the ornaments of the outside, together with the ornaments of a more intimate nature? Lo malach to tell you, kol mistaka be'etzba katana shel isha, a person who looks at the finger of a woman, a part that's uncovered, but is looking at it for enjoyment, admiring it in an improper way. Ki ilu mistaka b'makom ha'toref, it's the same as if he looked in the most intimate parts. In other words, it's prohibited. So there's no way that tefach be'isha erva and less than that is permitted. What is the case of tefach be'isha erva, that an entire tefach by a woman would be considered an erva and less than that not? Answers the Gemara, ela be'ishto ula kriyeshma. It's referring to one's wife, where he's allowed to look at for enjoyment, but he's trying to recite Shema. And therefore, the fact that it is supposed to be a covered part of the body is going to cause him a problem because of the Shema that he's trying to recite. She's not dressed properly, he would have to turn around because we're being told that it's considered an erva. Now, by extrapolation, we also use this when necessary. Mishneh Berurah mentions this in Siman Ayin Hey. If you're dealing with a case where there's a woman or whoever, number of women, you're not paying too much attention to them, that's the point, but they're dressed improperly. You could be at a park bench and people at the next table are not dressed properly. You could be on an airplane. If you're not being mistakel, if you're not paying attention, then it is possible that that goes into the same category as ishto, as his own wife, that a certain amount, tefach be'isha erva, at a certain point it's considered a problem, less than that is not, and all of that needs to be applied as to how much not paying attention helps you. Amar Rav Chista said, Shok be'isha erva, the thigh of a woman is considered an erva. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk, thigh is defined as everything from the knee and up, that part of the body, based on Mishnayos and Tyrus, that part of the body is considered shok, is considered the thigh. Skip a line after the psukim, Amar Shmuel, kol be'isha erva, the voice of a woman is considered an erva. So if a woman is singing, that would be a problem. There's an interesting discussion if a woman is doing benching with a child, sing-song. Is that a problem? Is that considered an erva regarding benching? And the common practice is that if it's just the sing-song of benching without trying to do anything fancy, Baruch atah Hashem, in a soft voice, just to keep the beat, the minig is to allow that and to continue benching without concentrating on that. Obviously, there's also another shaila regarding recorded music, and the accepted halacha is that men do not listen to recorded music done by women. Skipping a line, Amar Rav Sheshes, finally, one final case, Sa'ar bi'isha erva, the hair of a woman is an erva, and to say a davar shabikdusha, shema brachas kiddush, in front of a woman whose hair is uncovered, would be considered an erva according to the Gemara. Now, we know that an unmarried woman, particularly a basula, is not obligated to cover her hair, and therefore, some poskim hold that you see a significant distinction regarding the hair, that in some context it's considered an erva, in other contexts is not considered an erva, and it has to do with whether she had tashmish, whether she was intimate already with a man, and that creates, by the hair, a different type of erva. And therefore, there's a famous Aruch HaShulchan who says clearly that although a married woman must cover her hair, and that is halacha, but if a person is standing in front of a woman whose hair is uncovered, a married woman whose hair is uncovered, in our society where many women dress like that, so if he does not pay attention to the hair, there is such a heter that you could recite the Davar Shabikdusha in the presence of the uncovered hair. So, if nothing else, to bring out over here that the strict halacha lists off very specific parts of the body and activities that are supposed to be covered and are supposed to be off limits at the time of Davar Shabikdusha, and generally, if a person was concentrating on them, they would be considered erva, but to be aware that if a person does not pay attention to them, if he averts his eyes, if he turns to the side a little bit, closes his eyes, etc., different solutions, then there might be a solution to allow the person to daven in place, but to avoid concentrating on whatever it is that is objectionable. Mishneh Berurah mentions one thing very important to be aware of, that if a person is davening in front of an erva mamish, in front of the intimate part of the body, then it's forbidden, whether it's their own or somebody else's, even if they do not pay attention to it. The practical application of that, it's a pretty wild case, the practical application would be if a baby is being diapered. So even if everything is clean, nothing soiled, etc., but the mere fact that the baby is exposed does prohibit a person from saying a davar shabikdusha while facing the child in that state, even if their eyes are closed, even if there's nothing provocative, it's a baby, no one's thinking of anything, but an erva, actual erva, is be'etzem, considered an erva in and of itself, even without any intent. The other cases, as we're mentioning, need practical advanced halacha to decide each case. But often, if a person's not paying attention or averts their eyes, that is a reasonable solution when necessary. Yashar koach, have a wonderful day.